go parang all over your body to your thighs to your
right
to your back and then to your genital region, whatever works for you, but it's you. Know that it's just you in that moment, and it is your body. No one else is watching, good Lord.
Not even the Lord is watching.
Not even the Lord. Madami siyang problema sa mundo. Hayaan na natin siya. To watch you, oh my gosh.
Hi, and welcome to Middle Me, the podcast about Filipino female sex and pleasure after 40. I'm your host, Anna P. Santos. And that was Dr. Rico Cruz, sex therapist, talking about the pleasures of pleasuring yourself. In our last episode with Rika, she talked about the four different sexual stages that women may find themselves in. Maybe you find yourself at the careful stage, or curious, or conflicted and craving. Well, in this episode, Rika talks more about how and why many midlife women often find themselves in the conflicted stage. Does this sound familiar to you?
I'm going to share with you a story that, and then I'll link it to a question. I had one woman friend of mine. She was in her 50s already. And she's like, oh my God, Anna, the sex is fantastic. I'm going into menopause. I don't have to think about getting pregnant. It's absolutely fantastic. You know, my husband can't keep up. And oh my God, I was like laughing and laughing. And she said, you need to write about this. And I said, why don't you write about it? Mm-hmm. Her experience at the time, you know, she was much older than me. And she said, no, hindi ko to. So she couldn't fathom the idea of her writing about it because she's like, my children might read it. So my question is, do yung trigger na sinasabi mo, like her children are grown up, she doesn't have to think about them. Is it also like at some point you still worry about what your children are going to think of you?
Oh, yes. That's another gap.
Okay.
That's another gap that we need to address. Because you have that sense of independence mm-hmm. on your body, like on your sexual person, but you don't have that kind of independence when it comes to being a mother. So the mother hat is there forever.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And with the mother hat comes the shame of having sex.
Yes.
That's why it's important. I mean, this is also one of the things that I want to put out there. It's important that even while your kids are young, you tell them that you are having sex. You do not sugarcoat having sex with people. Yeah. My daughter, like at 5, when she sees, actually, gayon. Ano na siya, inis na siya eh. But when she was 5, she would see me cuddling, diba, with my husband then. She would be the one to close the door. And now, we would tell her, parang, actually, please look after Nala, my toddler. Now, why? We're just gonna have sex. Okay. They will just, watch TV. And then there was one time I came out of the room and then she said, how was it? Okay. Why do you ask? And then she said, because I heard you one time, you were telling the couples that they should ask or evaluate sex after. I'm asking you, how was it? Well, it's good. Ask your mama.
Sex is so normalized also, but
yes.
what if it's not a partner? Should we also, you know, a lot of women are experimenting with different types of sex, so which is outside of the heteronormative. I see that yes. My midlife women friends are experimenting with women, they're experimenting with much younger men, they're experimenting with threesomes.
Why not?
Tell our children too?
No, you don't have to give them the specifics. You know, I'm going out to have a threesome, girl. No. No, you just tell them, I'm going out on a date. Now I'm going to have fun. And they know, you know, my daughter, when I was a single parent,
yeah,
she would run to me and tell me, do you have a condom with you? Please have a condom. When I go out, like, I'm gonna go on a date. What should I wear? She would say everything. Have a condom with you. But it's that. I think it's more of letting them know that you are enjoying yourself and that's okay. Because you're still a mother. I mean, and you can still be a mother at the same time. So they won't have that same narrative when they grow up. Now, when you become a mother, it's shameful to tell your children about what's going on or to even let them know that you're having sex.
I love
that. Isn't that, diba, isn't that, it's a big lie.
It's true. But what I remember is, you know, when I had the interview with Mei Ling Su, the Athenian
porn star. Yes.
Yeah, she said the exact same thing. She's like, we have to show our children that we are sexual beings. And then when they grow up, they can also be free to explore themselves as sexual beings. Especially if we have daughters or, you know, they'll be carrying on the script again about what motherhood should be, what the good mother should be. Ay, ang ganda.
Or what a good woman should be. Mm-hmm. I remember, like, I'll just say it now. I remember when Kaya was 5, she was asking me like about crushes, and then she told me, what if a girl has a crush with another girl? Mm-hmm. And I said, that's okay. I mean, it's normal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a time that you normalize everything for them. And then at 10, she came out to me and said, you know, Mama, I think I'm bisexual. I said, okay. I think it's about building that safe space for them, and that includes a safe space for them to become free sexual beings.
Mm-hmm. And I think also there's a lot of there's a lot to be said for also carving out your own safe space with your kids, because like when my friend said, "Oh my God, my children might read that. I don't want them to know that I'm having sex or enjoying sex." I think, and I can identify with that. But I'm stress. But now I'm hearing you, it's like there's also that need to say, hey, baby, you know, my kid, I'm also a person. So this is like a safe space for me. You need to give me a safe space as well.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I think that's the most important, because you also get to teach them your boundaries and their boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, dalawa kayo.
Ang ganda. Dapat may ganong relationship. Para equal din. Kasi the tendency of motherhood is, the line is always tipped to the other side in favor of the kids.
Yes. And that's so tiring, ah. Kasi you're always the authority. And what I realized is that when I started, you know, when I started talking to my kid about everything that I'm doing, but of course not the specifics, I would learn a lot from her too.
Mm-hmm.
So you see them as, of course, your children that you will have to protect, but you don't shun the idea that they have wisdom too.
Yeah, they've got agency, they can think.
Yeah. There. And also when it comes to sex, kasi yun yung narrative sa atin eh. Bata pa yan, hindi yan dapat, madudumihan yung utak niyan. Parang, huh? Paano madudumihan yung utak?
Mm-hmm. Oo, laging ganun, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Tinatakpan pa yung eyes pag may sex scene sa movies. Hindi na pwede yun. Parang, you can get sex on your mobile phone already, just access YouTube or YouPorn. Di ba?
Yun lang eh. Parang if they all have their gadgets, kayang-kaya nila yun. Yung games lang nila, the Roblox, the Gacha, the Discord, ang dami doon.
As a sex therapist, Rico works with couples and individuals and guides them along their sexual journey. A lot of women going through midlife are conflicted and are on this journey of rediscovering their sexual selves. You know, that feeling when you need to prove to yourself that you've still got it? Here's what Rika has to say about finding and rediscovering yourself again.
Rika, you're not midlife yet, but you work with a lot of women who are approaching midlife. What is midlife like for a lot of Filipino women?
Kasi that is, yun nga, that's the sexual journey. These sexual stages, women go through it. And during midlife, they would find themselves more often than not at the conflicted stage and wanting to reclaim their sexual selves. So I've worked with a lot of clients who are like that. A lot of women who come to me and say, can you please help me? Because I want to find myself again. That's actually how they phrase it. Find myself. And then when I ask them, like, who were you before? And then they say, no, I used to be very confident. I used to be, you know, I used to get whatever I want. And I know my body inside out, but now I just feel like I'm not maganda. So yeah, I work with them.
How do you reclaim yourself, your sexual self? What do you tell them?
Oh, it's a whole therapy process. But like what I told you, the first step is really to go back to the body. Go back to your body. Find something that would make you feel good, because it's so natural to us. You know, when we're stressed, we go to the salon. Yeah. When we're, you know, we get our nails done. And it's not about playing into the narrative that women need to be pretty. No, it's about making ourselves feel good. It's not about it's not about external validation. Hindi. It's what would make us feel good about ourselves. What would make us feel that, hey, I give time to myself today. Hey, I ate ice cream today. You know, parang, and this is what I want. You know, I feel that that's the most difficult question to answer when I ask people. It's, what do you want? They don't know the answer to that.
I read the other day, or I listened to something the other day, I can't remember, but it was something about, it reminds me so much of what you just said. It's all about finding the simple pleasures of every day and thinking about it as an act of romanticizing yourself.
Yeah. It's you doing yourself not a favor, because you're supposed to do it for yourself.
Yeah.
Kasi parang, do yourself a favor. No. You need to do it. This is you. Diba? Why are you living your life for other people? You have to start and you have to live your life for yourself. And if it means eating that ice cream and eating that piece of cake, go for it.
Or eating that cock or pussy, whatever you
want. Oh, yes.
Doing a disservice to the listeners if I didn't ask you for tips and techniques.
What? Ako ba talaga dapat tinatanong o ikaw?
Pareho tayo, let's share. Why not? Okay, sex toys. Ang dami kong na-encounter na midlife women na first time nila gumamit ng sex toy. Nakakatawa yung isang story. Sabi niya, naloka daw siya sa mahal ng vibrator. So naisip daw niya, pwede ba ito an installment?
Wait lang. Dahil dyan, alam mo, inisip ko na yan. Dahil dyan, syempre nag-promote. I do have Uncrewed, right? Uncrewed.com. And like, yun din yung nakita ko noon. There are a lot of middle-life women who would message me and tell me, this is my first vibrator. What can I get? And then I tell them, you know, it really depends on what you want to uncover. But if you're starting, I would champion my vibrator also.
Of course.
I would suggest to get the small ones, either the Aeroha lipstick or the Aeroha mini because they're very easy to use and they're not intimidating as opposed to like other vibrators or dildos that you see, mm-hmm. that it's scary. And you can just play with it, just put it on top of your vulva. Can be over your clothes if you're not that person. Kasi madami sa atin yung parang, ay, ayoko. Yung nahihiya pa, nahihiya sila sa sarili nila.
To so, masturbate. Alone time natin, oh, and I can understand, yung alone time natin, nahihiya pa tayo sa sarili natin.
Oo. So, madami rin na nagtanong sa akin na pwede bang installment. So, sabi ko, wait lang, I'll do something about it. But I think it's a very good tool to have because it's not something that you will throw away after one use. It's something that you will keep for like years, diba? So it's an investment. Pag stressed ka, gusto mo matulog, you have your handy dandy vibrator with you.
Two things, Rica. First is, gusto ko yung i-unpack ng konti pa yung nahihiya sa sarili kahit na mag-isa na tayo and you know, this is an act of self-love na. Parang dapat ba when we start thinking about experimenting with masturbation, when we give ourselves, you know, space also and time?
Yes, of course, definitely. Because, yun nga, there are a lot of us who were told that we cannot even touch our own bodies. Right? That's a narrative. And reclaiming that narrative means that we have ownership of our own bodies and we can touch our bodies whichever way we want to. And to be able to do that, we need to, so yes, start slow. Okay. Slow. Parang what feels good for you, you can start, you know, touching just your arms. You can start touching your breasts. You should actually touch your breasts. Because you need to know what's in there.
True. Apart from, yeah, every month. Yeah.
You need to be able to touch your breasts and massage it. And after that functional touching, checking for lumps or whatever, then you see what's pleasurable for you. So you can start there. But these things naman kasi kailangan mo talagang gawin. Then you can go parang all over your body to your thighs, to your to your back, and then to your genital region. Whatever works for you. But it's you. Know that it's just you in that moment and it is your body. No one else is watching, good Lord.
Not even the Lord is watching.
Not even the Lord. Madami siyang problema sa mundo. Hayaan na natin ha. To watch you, oh my gosh. Kasi yan yung ano eh. Doon nagagaling yun eh. Na parang the Lord is watching you. Whatever it is that you do, he or she knows. So, if you touch yourself, you're committing a sin, alam niya. Ganon, din yun. Yeah.
Marami nga siya, oo, busy siya, ang daming ganap sa mundo.
Busy siya, oo. Parang mas, lanan pa niya yung mga gera at saka nagugutom kesa ikaw hinahawaan sarili mo.
And can we also just change the narrative about using sex toys? Before, there was a narrative of sex toys just being, ay, kawawa, you can't get anyone, or you're so desperate. I like that there's also this new assertion of, you know what? I'm not going to wait for someone to come and pleasure me. I'm going to pleasure myself, show myself a good time. And if it takes a sex toy to do it, give me that sex toy.
That's it. It's the ownership of your body, ownership of your pleasure. Kasi pag sabi mo, ay kawawa, wala kang mahanap na iba na magkaganito sa'yo. Ibig sabihin, binibigay mo sa kanila that capacity and that agency to pleasure you. Mm-hmm. But, eh, bakit may bibigay sa kanila kung kaya mo naman? Sa akin yun eh. Sa akin to eh.
Ang masasabi ko lang is, I think where my sex toy, and my favorite is the clit sucker.
Oh yeah, that's a best selling.
Yeah. That's my favorite. I think the only thing where my sex toys come up short is the cuddling after.
You like the cuddling? Oh, so I don't like the cuddling.
Really?
Done.
You're gonna turn over and go to sleep. I'm done now.
I'm done. At diba nung college ka, parang, andahan mo yung asi ka ba dyan? Ganyan. Oh, but I'm not the cuddling type. But yes, actually, the clit sucker is one of the best-selling toys in the whole world. We will have that soon in Uncrewed. And it's good because it mimics na oral sex. And oral sex is one of the best ways to get your optimal orgasm.
Okay, let's talk about you, Rica. Sorry, this went back to parang reverse yung podcast energy ko. But anyway, I want our listeners to get to know more about you. Of course, they've seen you on Instagram, they see you on TV and all of this, and listen to your own podcast. But let's talk about you, Rica. Did you always like sex?
Sex? Apparently, yes. Apparently, yes. You know, I've gone through this whole process of asking myself, like, what the fuck am I doing? Mm-hmm. And then, and this was like a couple of years back, probably 5-6 years ago. And I realized, and my friends made me realize too, that since I was young, I would really talk about sex. I would give them free condoms. I would tell them about, you know, my crushes. I had sex very young. I had my sexual debut very young. And I went through all that shit that you can think of when it comes to sex. So, yeah. So, yeah. But my answer to that question is yes. And since I was... I can consider myself a kid during that time. I've always been fascinated with what sex is.
Yep.
I just had to learn about it the hard way.
that's it. It's field work, empirical evidence, and theory.
Super field work. Yes, yes. That's what happened. It's like when I was young, it was field work. It was hospital work. It was motel work, you know, it was scalpel work, you know, things like that. It was police work. So I really went through a lot. But I think when I finally had my agency, I think the trigger point was when I had my daughter and I said, I don't want her to go through whatever it is that I went through just because I was fascinated with sex and I couldn't find any other person who can, you know, guide me through it. So I had to figure it out on my own, which got me to A, B, C, D, and E. I mean, I said this on my TED Talk, but yeah, all these things happened to me. And of course, when you think about it, it was shitty. But I think my turning point was, okay, I have a daughter. I don't want her to go through what I went through. So I studied sex. Yeah. It was also just, I think it's serendipitous because it was also during that time that my first husband wasn't having sex with me. So I also said, shit, is there really something wrong with me? I like sex and blah, blah, blah. Kaya siya, it all fell together. This whole studying about sex, this whole being a sex therapist, it was a process and journey for me to heal myself and also protect my daughter.
Nice.
And yeah.
I totally get that because, yeah, where are you going to get the sources to heal yourself and empower yourself?
Yeah. So and that's what I did. And that's also my meaning making because I had to ask myself, what is this? What my dream was to become a neurosurgeon. What made me go through this route? And I had to piece everything together. Mm-hmm.
What do you like most about your work, Rica?
Everything. And I know it's a cliche answer, but I Ha! I think I love that I can talk about sex and not care about whatever people will say. Like, I can talk about sex when I'm out. My friend, at the start of my career, this is one of the things that I didn't like about it, because my friends used me as a scapegoat to talk about sex. You know, when we're just in the restaurant and then they started talking about sex, and then they would say, "It's okay, na gentleman, si Rica." What? But now I'm like, oh, fine. So I think that's it. I don't care anymore about what other people will think about me. I think I've received so much judgment that I don't care. I think I've been desensitized because I've had that since I was young.
Do you still get a lot of troll mail or hate mail? I mean, your Instagram is fantastic. It's also very provocative with your own photos. Yes. And I love very body positive and all of that. But do you get any dick pics? Do you get?
Oh, dick pics, no more.
No more.
No more. I did before when I started in Boys Night Out.
Okay.
Because they thought, like, people thought I was an escort. Like, they thought that sex therapy is about sleeping with them and teaching them how to, you know. So these people had that notion. But of course, there are also people who said, oh, hi, they knew what I do, right? I would get dick pics before, but then it stopped. I would get, you know, yung online harassers that they would say, magkano ko ba? Or like, you know, gusto kitang rapin, mga ganyan. But what I did kasi before was I would talk to them and I would engage. I would tell them, you know what you're doing. You're actually binabastos mo ko, that's one. Number two, pwede kita yung pakulong kasi mali ang ginagawa mo. I didn't engage. Dahil pa akong energy noon eh. Pero hindi kasi sila aawahin. And then I would post, kasi I would tell them, kasi magsasorry sila sa akin.
Uh-oh.
And then I would tell them, pwede ko ba ito i-post, screenshot ko, i-post ko para wala nang gumawa, ganyan. Kasi papakulong ko talaga kayo. Naghahanap lang kayo ng katapat, makukulong kayo. Then I would post about that. And that was like years ago. Ngayon sa TikTok. TikTok is another monster. I would see comments of parang, Dok, paano kung, ano, ay, parang, Dok, paano kung, ay, parang sex tayo. Mga ganyan, parang, Dok, manyakin kaya kita. Ngayon, I would reply now. I would comment for everyone to see and ask them, binabastos mo ba ako? And then they would, usually, they would DM me and say sorry.
Okay. Mm. What about the nice fan mail that you get? I mean, I'm also
Curious
to hear the fan mail from the men.
A lot. Actually, not fan mail because of my body. Yes, just.
Also because
not
of
that.
Body.
Not that. It's, you know what's, you know, what's so surprising with my practice and also what I do is that men message me and ask me how to help their wives or how to pleasure their wives. And they would say parang, thank you, Doc, I did what you said. Even my clients. And then my wife is, kasi hindi nila naiintindihan yung psyche ng babae. Wala naman silang makausap doon when it comes to sex, right? Yun. Mga ganun yung ano. And then when it's women, ngayon, recently, nahuha ako ng messages about parang thank you for what you do. It inspired me to be more, you know, sexual, to be more confident in who I am as a woman. And that, yun yung mga nakakataba ng puso. Kasi hindi naman yun yung goal ko eh. Well, my goal is just to educate. I started with that. My goal is just to say, you know, sex is good. Bahala kayo dyan. Does that make sense?
Because
you should learn darn sex is good.
Just that, there's already so much that you have to get through, right? So much shame and taboo.
Oh, no, no.
Get that message across. Oh, yeah, absolutely. What's your favorite pleasure memory?
Top of mind was when we were, my birthday, 2021, when we were in El Nido, and we had our, I specifically asked for the cottage at the end. Diba, El Nido kasi, diba, city. Sabi ko, give me the cottage at the end where I can make noises and I will not bother anyone. Yeah, and we just spent, I think we spent 2 out of 3 days just in the cottage, Bess and I, with like the windows open, the doors open, and everything. And the sex turn was like physically into shit. It was, oh my god, like everything that we wanted to do with each other, we did, because that's the whole point of the trip.
Mm-hmm. And wait, there's another issue that I wanted to talk about, body count. Me
issue. Tatanong ba ako ng body count ko, hindi ko na mabilang. I stopped counting.
Hindi ko natatanungin yung body count mo. Pero, does it matter? Kasi, discussion pa rin siya. And I've heard that for some women, it doesn't matter until it matters to the one who matters to you.
Okay. For me, it only matters because sexual history matters.
And we're talking,
I want to know, yes, I want to know who you had sex with, if you're sleeping with, you know, a lot of people who are sleeping around and whatever, whatever. I need to get tested first and make sure I'm okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. When I started sleeping with Bess, I asked him for, kailangan ng HIV test. Yeah, ganyan. So sexual history matters. But if you're asking for your ego or for your, you know, insecurities, then don't ask anymore. It won't serve any of you.
I think that's advice only, to tell both men and women.
Yeah. Yeah. So, para kay pa, if you're gonna ask for body count, just to say, oh, this person has slept with a lot of people and I cannot, I don't know how to parang catch up or whatever. Kasi I've had a lot, I've talked to a lot of people na ganyan, parang na-insecure sila kasi this person slept with X amount of people, so baka daw i-compare sila. Kung yun yung motivation mo, wag ka na magtanong. It's counterproductive.
Pero yung,
but I really think it's important when it comes to the health aspect.
But that's also not a number. It's just like, yeah. It's not a number, yeah, as well, right? It's if you've had unprotected sex with other people or yeah, you were maybe intoxicated or high and you may have done something risky, which is fine. Yes. Yeah, but the women that I've talked to, it's like, I don't care about my body count until they find someone that they actually like and they're conscious, like, oh my God, what if he thinks I've slept with too many people? Or what if he asks me and it becomes an issue for him and I really like this one? Dapat hindi na, I would tell
him. Ewan,
if he really likes
din
you, then it,
yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, kasi kung natatakot ka that she will judge you, he will judge you because you've slept with a lot of people. Ay, nabubulol na ako. Then is that someone who you want to be with, really? Someone who judges you just because of your sexual past? Someone who judges you as who you are as a woman? I wouldn't want to be with that person.
Hashtag red flag na lang yon.
Oo. Diba? Kasi ang magiging, ang kakalabasan nun, if we're gonna go to the root of it and try to go to the root of it, this will be an ego issue for the guy. That I would have to deal with the rest of my relationship with him.
Yeah, let's save ourselves the trouble. Thank you, next.
Yes, why do you want to know? Diba? What is this about?
Yung pata tinatanong, why do you want to know? What's the appropriate response to what's your body count?
Sige, sabi, ask.
Sabi ko,
what is it to you?
Hindi, sabi ko, the one in the basement? Or what? The ones that are buried in my backyard?
Yung chinap-chap ko na?
The ones that are chopped up into different pieces?
Chop-chop ko na. But yeah, kasi I would say, like what you said, it's being talked about. So maybe it's the norm for a lot of people. Like you should ask. But you have to know your motivation behind it. So when you're asked, you ask them, so what is it to you? But if I say 50, if I say one, if I say none, what is it to you?
That's also true. There's so many connotations of none, right? And we don't, and I don't mean N-U-N, I mean N-O-N-E, right? Zero body count. That also carries judgment, right? Zero,
yes.
To X, yeah, to a lot, totally get it. Mm-hmm. All right.
That was part two of our episode with Dr. Rica Cruz, sex therapist. During these last two episodes with Rica, we talked a lot about the sexual stages that women go through. And I find it really fascinating. I know I identified with a lot of the different stages, sometimes all at once. But like Rica said, for most women in midlife, it's about a lot of conflicted emotions. I guess it's because you start to feel like all the good parts about being younger are starting to fade away. The invincibility, the sense of adventure, the body. Well, the good part is you can always rediscover and reclaim your sexual self by going back to your body. You know, personally, what I learned from Rica and this conversation is how important it is to have a romantic relationship with yourself and your sexuality. Romanticize your body. Pay homage to it. Your body is a temple. Worship it. Every age. Thank you for making Middle Me, the podcast about Filipino female sex and pleasure after 40, your buddy as you go through your sexual journey and the different sexual stages. Promise, Middle Me will be a soft space to land on whatever stage or age you find yourself in. I'm your host, Anna P. Santos. You can find Middle Me wherever you find your favorite podcast. Hit that subscribe button and put in a 5-star review. We'd greatly appreciate it. Till our next episode.